Well, Steve, give us your assessment of that one this afternoon then.
Well, it wasn't very good for long spells, was it? I think it was a disjointed performance. We never really get going from the first whistle. Sloppy play all over the pitch. You know, I can't identify two or three individuals because I think it was all of them, to be fair. And obviously we made some changes in second half. We had a bit of a go and, you know, we get back and get a point. But that was the day, wasn't it? The performance wasn't good enough. But I can't fault my team for effort and spirit and willing to go to the end. And I think if we'd been honest, if we'd have equalised with the chances we had, we'd have spelled, we were missing chance after chance. And I think if we'd have scored then, we'd have won quite comfortably. But, you know, on the balance of play, we have to do more to win matches.
What do you put that sloppiness down to then?
I don't know. I don't live in their heads, though. You know, it took them to probably 65 minutes on the clock before they realised we might get beat today. And the only thing we've said to them at the end is that we just can't turn games over in 20 minutes at the end and lay siege to the goal and try and win a football match as to start. But over the piece, they've been good, and we've changed one or two, but we'll get a little bit serious now where we know roughly where we're going to be.
I thought it was quite a physical and scrappy game, which we don't see often. Your side are playing some fantastic football this season, but it was quite physical out there at times, wasn't it? Especially that first half, I thought, was pretty physical.
Well, I think Alec Revelle got beaten up, didn't he? Then Haldy got a foul. The referee gives a yellow card for the challenge on James Tavernier. He shouldn't be allowed back on the pitch for three or four matches, the player, should he? I've looked at it on a DVD and a still frame, and it's thigh height, high, late, 2 feet off the ground, as dangerous as you can get. And I look at Richie Smallwood last week, where it's a nothing challenge and he gets a red card. So we're disappointed with that. But we're not going to come down to one challenge. Our defending was passing, our willingness to get the second ball and all that was quite there today. And then we just say to them at half time, you know, it doesn't matter if we go two down, we need to be prepared to be brave, and that's getting on the ball and prepared to put crosses in. If it's not your day, they might go at the park or your pass might not quite get there. But I was delighted again later on whether we'd scored an equaliser or not. I think we had a proper go.
And in terms of, you mentioned there that there are a few players who got kicks and lumps taken out of them at times. You didn't get much protection, did you? I didn't feel today out there on that field.
No, I've just said to the referees, he's normally a top-class referee, to be fair. And I think he allowed some challenges to go unpunished early doors. And that set a very low benchmark for him, which to give us fouls. And I think he had a poor, poor game. And we don't need overly protected, but when there's fouls, we need to be given fouls. And they were in good areas. You know, Alec Revelle was floored on three or four of occasions when it's run about the box and you think you could take advantage of that. And we never done. But we'll learn from today. You know, we get another week out away and we go forward to Swindon. They've got, understand, nothing to play for now, so we can literally do what we like down there. Our integrity won't be brought into question. And then we'll get ready for Saturday week.
And in terms of that second half, then your side kept going until injury time. Another late goal, Alex Revelle moving on to double figures now, and it was direct, wasn't it? Long throw, flick on, beat the keeper to it.
Well, maybe if we'd have done one or two crosses like that, better crosses, we'd have scored more goals. But I can't fault the finishing today, because you know you're probably talking four or five players that get away chances. Mm-hmm. You know, at 1-0, and I think if we'd have gone one each, it would have been a good result for us. But we'll take it on the chin. You know, there's a few words said in the tunnel afterwards. Their management team that reflect that they don't think we should be in the playoffs, but they thought that at the start of the season as well. And for their assistant manager Richie Barker to say that I left him a shambles when he was manager of Crawley, I wonder what those Crawley Town players think. I think they finished 11th last year. But for him to throw that one old chestnut out, some manager's been sacked his two clubs because he's been rubbish.
Bit of nice added spice for you there then to get one back on him today, I suppose, to snatch a draw later on.
No, I think when you get personal, I think when you say I spent a year managing the rubbish you left behind, that Crawley Town team was far from rubbish, was it?
Looking ahead then to the playoffs and next week as well at Swindon, you made four changes today. Can we expect you to do similar next week, or would you like to go full strength and get going and get almost like a dress rehearsal for the playoffs with one game to go?
Well, we'll have a look at everybody in the week. You know, we'll be on a no-risk zone when we go to Swindon. We won't be taking a risk with anyone. And, we'll go there and try and win a football match. I've got far too much respect for the guy who owns Swindon Town Football Club. He played for me, Lee Power, and of course, Mark Cooper, the good people. So I know they'll want to finish in front of their home supporters. We are winning. We have people that are paying hard-earned money to go down to Wiltshire. So we have to go to Swindon and, and be strong enough, and I think we'll be strong enough to compete and try and win a match.
And there is still something to play for, isn't there, to finish third or fourth, the second home leg in the playoffs?
Oh, listen, we've dropped it to third place today, and people are thinking that's third place going. There's a lot of football to be played next Saturday. You know, you've got Preston popping over to Crewe, and Crewe need something to be making sure that they're in League One next year. And you've got Leighton Orient who are off to MK Dons. And as we've seen today, if MK Dons work as hard as they worked here, the question is, do they work hard next week or is they worked here today? I'm not so sure, having watched them a number of occasions.
And a lap of appreciation as well for the fans at the end. We knew it was coming and they were very vocal at the end.
Yeah, our supporters have been tremendous. You only had to listen to the roar. But I think when we made it 2-1, they believed that we could score again. And I didn't see too many people leaving, but they don't tend to leave the New York early, do we? Because we tend to get a goal. As I said to you, the only shame is that we didn't equalise it when we were 1-1. We kind of gave the ball away sloppy as we did for their second goal. And then we have to defend better, of course. But the boy McLeod must take great credit because he's finished it like the top striker he is.